So in the Sefer Agra de Pirka, Remez Yud Bet. Nir'e li kesheilmod ha'adam eze davar ve'eno mevin. I don't know about you, but certainly this is very nogea. This is very relevant. When a person learns something and he doesn't understand it, you're learning Torah, you're learning a piece of Gemara, you're learning a halakha, whatever it is, a portion of Torah, and it's not going in. You don't get it. You don't understand it. So he says, Yitmarmer al hagalut v'yitpalel al hageula. At that moment, take a pause, take a minute, and engender in you a feeling of bitterness over the galut, and pray for the geula, and pray for Mashiach to come. So here you have a person, he's learning, what's today's daf? Psachim Tet, something like that? Anybody? Yud? Wow, it goes so fast. Psachim Yud, and he's sitting there on the sugya of Chulda, of the mouse that takes chametz. Where is he? And it's a tough sugya. And Tesha Chanuyot, 9 stores, a very, very tough sugya. And he's learning, and it doesn't go in. It's not, he doesn't understand. The Rebbe, the Rav, whoever it may be, is saying over, he's explaining. He's lost. He's trying, not because he's sleeping. You know, you could be lost because you're sleeping, so just wake up, that's all. But you're awake, you got a good night's sleep, it's just not going in. So says the Agra de Pirka here, that a person at that moment should be mitmarmer, should be saddened over the galut and pray for the geula. Al yedezeit orer dato leitbonen ma shelo yada. And that will bring him, it will awaken his mind to understand that which he didn't understand beforehand. So we're learning a segula. You're learning, and it's not going. Take a moment. Say, oi, galut. When do we say oi? Right? And ask Hashem, please Hashem, v'gaolenu geula shelema b'mera b'yamenu. Bring us the geula already. And that will help. It will work wonders, he says. V'shaminan la mehada de'ita betikunim. He says we could learn this from the first page in the Tikkuni Zohar. From now, for quite a while, a lot of the teachings of the Agra de Pirka will be based on words in the Tikkuni Zohar. That's a separate part of the Zohar HaKadosh, Tikkunim. So in page Aleph, over there it says, Ketzipor nodedet min kina, Pasuk in Mishle Kav Zayin, like a bird that is nodedet, that flies away from its nest. It's a form of galut, when the bird is not in its nest. Da shechinta de'it keri'at tzipor, says the Tikkuni HaZohar, this bird in Mishle is referring to the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is called a bird, and the Shekhinah is in galut. Ketzipor nodedet min kina. Ken ish noded mimkomo. Just like the bird is in galut, is in exile. Ken ish noded mimkomo. So too a person who is away from his home is in galut. So the first half, the tzipor, is referring to the Shechina. The second half of the pasuk ish, who is it referring to? Da Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is noded mimkomo. He's in galut. De'it tarach rucheh abatrayhu. The ruach of Moshe, the spirit of Moshe, was also exiled with Am Yisrael into galut. That's what it says in Tikkuni Zohar. Ketzipor nodedet mimkina, ken ish noded mimkomo, says the Tikkuni Zohar. Just like the Shechinta, the Shekhinah went into Galut, Moshe Rabbeinu went into Galut with it. The Ruach of Moshe went into Galut. What does this have to do with what we just said? We just said that if you're learning and you don't understand, you have to pray for the Geulah. And he says, this is in the teaching of the Tikkuni Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu is in Galut. So he'll explain. What did you want to ask? I'm sorry. Noded means to travel away, to go far. Away. Ken ish noded mi mekomo. So to a person who is traveling away from home, he's in Galut. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying in this Pasuk? So the Tikkuni Zohar is saying, he's speaking about the Galut HaShekhinah. And we're learning here an added chidush, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu, his ruach, is also in Galut. What does that mean? So he says, "Vehine tidbonen." We're going to learn a big yesod here, which is found many times in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, a very deep yesod. I don't guarantee that we're going to understand it, only because I don't. So I can't guarantee that we'll understand it, but we'll pray together for the Geulah. "Vehine tidbonen." Think into it, he says. Hada'at shebechol ish ha-Yisraeli, the mind of every Jew, ha-mitbonen ba-Torah, that is thinking in Torah, hu nitzotz mi-Moshe, is a spark from Moshe. You hear that, Moshe? When a Jew is thinking in Torah, you and I, when we're learning, and we're thinking into it, and we're trying to grasp it, and we're trying to meditate in it, that thought, that knowledge that we are working on, that's a spark from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemo she'amru Rabotenu, like we find in many places in Shas, a very interesting remark. You know, Rabotai, you know how many names of Amoraim we have spread all over Shas? Hundreds is correct. And that's an understatement. I think we can even reach almost 1,000. So many Amoraim and Tanaim, many names. It's good to know those names. It's important. Do you know that we don't have one Amora or Tana that is named Moshe? Rishonim we already have. The famous one, the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. The Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman. Right? One of the Baalei Tosfot, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi, the one who wrote the Smag. And we have others. But in the Tanayun Amorim, we don't have Moshe. It's an amazing thing. I don't know why. I don't know why. There's for sure a reason. It's an amazing thing. Even Avraham you don't have. You have in one place, in Masechet Gittin, Dav Samech, Tani Avram Chuza'a. And he's mentioned one time. Avram Chuza'a. That's it. So Avraham you don't have. Yitzchak we have, Yaakov we have. Not Avraham, hardly, but Moshe, nowhere to be found. And yet, many times we find in Shas, when a Chacham said a nice, you know, chidush, when he said a good svara, so the Chacham who heard it, he remarked in the following way. He said, Moshe, Shapir ka'amat. Moshe, you're saying good. Ah, Moshe. His name is not Moshe. Let's say Rav Chisda said a chidush. And Rav Huna praised him. Rav Huna tells Rav Chisda, Moshe Shapir Kama. Moshe, you're saying very good. And the Gemara, you know, the Gemara just goes on. you're raising your eyebrows and like, what just went on here? And the Gemara just goes on. You know, Moshe Shapir Kama. Even Rashi doesn't really, Rashi just says, anyone who says a good thing, so he was praised. He's like Moshe. He's given like a nice, you're a Moshe. But nothing, you know, nothing in the Talmud doesn't have great depth to it. So he says, "Kemo shamu abotenu, Moshe shapir ka'amat," because the dot of a Jew in Torah is a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're beginning to learn here that the dot of Klal Yisrael is bechinat Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu infused the Jewish nation to all its generations with knowledge of Torah. We have it in us. Do you know that? Do you know that every Jew has it in him to recognize if something is true or not? It's a statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nikarim divrei emet. The words of truth are recognizable. Right? You ever heard a nice Dvar Torah? You ever heard a Dvar Torah that you really got enjoyment from? I'm sure. I'm sure you did. I have a question. What are you enjoying? Who said it's right? Who said it's right? Just because you enjoy... Who said it's right? But you're enjoying it. And what's the enjoyment in a nice piece of Torah? What's the enjoyment? It's not so much the flash of it. It's the truth of it. The neshama of a Jew feels... That sounds true. How do you know? How do you know? Who are you? You didn't go through Shas. How do you know if it's true? And even if you did, how do you know it's true? You know it's true. A Jew has an affinity to the truth of the Torah. Lech tasbir. Go and explain this. You know why? Who provided that? Who put it into us? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem yiten chokhma mipiv da'at u'tvuna. Chokhma comes from Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us the entire Torah when we were in the womb of our mother. The Gemara in Masechet Nidah says, a malach taught us the Torah. Whatever that means, whether literal, not literal, but the concept is a concept. We were once taught the whole Torah. So when we hear a nice chidush, it sounds familiar. Even though it's the first time in your life that you heard it, there's a familiarity to it. Familiar comes from the word family. When someone is from the family, so you can recognize, it's familiar. It sounds true. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? He gave Moshe Rabbeinu that power to infuse us with da'at. The da'at of the Jewish people. This is a yesod you find many times in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Da'at de Bnei Yisrael is Bechinat Moshe Rabbeinu. Something you find all the time. In the Sfarim of Ishbitz, in the Sfarim, all the Sifrei HaKodesh. And here we see. הנה תתבונן הדעת שבכל איש הישראלי המתבונן בתורה הוא ניצוץ ממשה. And that's why the Chacham told the other Chacham, Moshe Shapir Kamal. He wasn't joking, he wasn't being sarcastic. He was talking to the Moshe that's in the Chacham. You ever heard of the band called Eighth Day? Yeah? So I think they have a beautiful song, The Moses in Me, something like that. I love that song. So beautiful. Their words, they come up with beautiful words. Anyone who doesn't know Eighth Day, get busy. They're very deep. They're profound. They're very deep. They sing songs with Hasidut in it. It's very, very deep. And so, Moses in me, the Moshe in me. Every Jew has a Moshe in him. And that's the knowledge of Torah. V'kasher ha'adam eno mevin b'da'ato eze inyan b'Torah. So now we're going to understand. So when a Jew is finding it difficult to grasp something in Torah, it's because who's in Galut? Because Moshe is in Galut. Hine hu mi godel ha-galut shel bechinat Moshe shebetocho. It's because of the density of the Galut that Moshe Rabbeinu is found in. The Tikkun HaZohar told us that the Shechina went into Galut. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu went into Galut with it. What does that mean? It means the Bechina of Da'at, of understanding the Torah, is also in Galut. When we were in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Beit HaMikdash, when we had the Sanhedrin, there was hardly any machloket in regards to Divrei Torah. Torah was so clear. We wait for those days when Mashiach is going to come, where the Navi says, "Umale'ah ha'aretz de'a et Hashem kamayim layam mechatzim," where the world is going to finally see with clarity and understand, wow, I always had a kushya, I always had this question. All of a sudden, it's not a question anymore. That's Mashiach. Don't kid yourself. Mashiach is nothing else but that. Mashiach is going to bring us clarity. And by the way, you know what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh? Moshe Mashiach, you know what it says? It says, Moshe ze Mashiach. In the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parashat Bereshit, I showed it to him once. I showed it to him. I almost fainted when I saw it the first time. So I have to run to find him, to tell him, Moshe da Mashiach. Because when Mashiach comes, then Moshe is back home. Then Moshe is back home. Moshe is back home means the Torah is back home, is clear. Right now, the Havana of the Torah is in Galut. And the Bechina of Moshe Shebetocho is in Galut. And therefore, he's saying, when you're having a hard time learning something, okay, take a little break for a moment. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula. V'kasher yitpalel al ha-Geula. So when a Jew prays for Geula, by the way, don't think it's for nothing when we pray for Geula. Okay, so I'm waiting. Didn't come. My prayer was in vain. No. A certain modicum of Geula just came because of your tefillah. You have to know that. There's no such a thing as a tefillah of a Jew going in vain. There's no such a thing. We think Geula means the big bang of Mashiach coming. No, that's not the only meaning of Geula. There are baby steps to Geula. And you know, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it could be billions and trillions of baby steps, for all we know. But it's a step. If a Jew stops and sincerely for a minute, he says, Hashem, please help me out. Help me out to learn. Help me out to understand. Bring the Geula, bring that Geula, Geula Tadat. Bring Moshe back home. Let it be Moshe Shapir Ka'amot. So what happens? Keshemitorel Bechinat Geula. When the Bechina of Geula is awakened, what did you just do? You just stoked the coals of Geula. You just stirred up something. We might not realize it. We might not realize when we say Re'ena Be'onyenu U'maher Le'Ga'olenu Geula. But if we say it with a heart, we say it Maher Le'Ga'olenu. That minute, Mashiach just moved. I'm just giving like a picture. You just stirred Geula. That's called Geula was mitorer. The Bechina of Geula was mitorer. Mitorer Geula gam lebechinat Moshe. You just provided Moshe Rabbeinu also with a bechina, with an aspect, with an element of Geula. De'it tarach ve'yashuv li'itbonen. Now learn that piece of Gemara again. Now look it over again. And I take his word for it that it's going to be different, that you're going to understand it better. It's an amazing thing what he just said. Based on this, we'll understand what Chachamim tell us in the Yerushalmi Masechet Yoma Perek Alef Halacha Alef. Kol mi shelo nivna bet hamikdash biyamav, kilu nechra biyamav. The Yerushalmi says a famous statement in the beginning of Masechet Yoma. Anyone who the Bet HaMikdash was not built in his days, it's like it was destroyed in his days. It's a very interesting statement because it's making it individualized, right? Kol mi shelo nivna biyamav. What do you mean biyamav? My yamav is his yamav. We're living in the same time, right? So how could you say anyone who the Beit HaMikdash was not built in his time, so the Beit HaMikdash was, it's like the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in his time. Well, my time is your time. So if they're talking to me, sorry, they mean you too. Whether you are, who knows what you, sounds like. But no. It says Yamav. Each one has his Beit HaMikdash. Each one has his koach to be me'orer the Geula. Dekashe halo rabim vechen shlemim yesode olam halchu limnuchot olam velo nivna Beit HaMikdash bimehem. He says, another question he asks. He says, what do you mean? There were many great people. Great, great people who came to this world and they passed away. And the Beit HaMikdash was not built in their days. So is this some kind of a blame on them? Oh, Beit HaMikdash was not built in your days. So it's like it destroyed in your days. So you're going to tell that to Rashi? You're going to tell that to the Rambam? You're going to tell that to the Gaon Mevilna? You're going to say it to the Ben Ish Chai? I mean, these were great people, and yet the Beit HaMikdash was not built in their days. Is that what the Gemara means? Is that what the Yerushalmi means? Aval be'emet, but in truth, the understanding of this ma'amar is shebonim bechol et Beit HaMikdash. Every minute, the tzaddikim are building the Beit HaMikdash. And by the way, don't think for a second that I don't mean you guys, tzaddikim. Every minute, bonim bechol et Beit HaMikdash. Kol echad chelko ashayach lenishmato. Each one, his chelek of the Beit HaMikdash that pertains to his neshama. V'kol mi shelo nivna biyamav. That's what it means, nivna biyamav. We have to get busy to build that part of the Beit HaMikdash that's assigned for us, each one of us, to build. So even though the overall Beit HaMikdash did not come to completion in the days of Rashi, but you can bet that Rashi built his Beit HaMikdash. Oh, did he build a Beit HaMikdash? Right? Rashi gave us that. He gave us understanding to the Gemara. I mean, Rashi is easy to explain how he built the Beit HaMikdash, right? Because if the Da'at is in Galut, and Rashi turned it all around, and he took that Shas that was like for hundreds of years, for like a closed book, and he made it available for every Jew with his beautiful Pirush, what did he do? He brought Geula La'olam. He brought Geula. By the way, according to this, we can understand. I was just reminded by the statement, "Mevi Geula La'olam." Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro, mevi Geula La'olam. When you say something in the name of someone, you bring something of Torah in the name of the one who said it. You bring Geula La'olam. Based on what we're learning, it's beautiful, that statement. Why? Because what's the main Geula that we are supposed to bring? The Geula of Da'at. So when someone said something and nobody is repeating it over, so that Da'at that he brought into the world is nodedet min kina, is away from its nest, it's hanging in the air. Comes along the person who says it over in his name, what did he do? He just brought it into the world, he gave it Geula. He took it out of exile. It now exists. That piece of Da'at is now exists in the mind of the Jewish people. Kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro, mevi Geula La'olam. So he's saying something amazing here, that each one of us, in corresponding to our neshama, we have a part of the Beit HaMikdash that we have to build. Al ken ka'asher ha'adam eno mevin ha'Torah b'da'ato. So therefore, when a person is having trouble understanding a part of Torah in his mind, it's because his chelek in the Beit HaMikdash is not built yet. Because of his sins. That's why when you don't understand something, pray for the Geula. What are you praying for? My Beit HaMikdash, my part, my brick that I have to, right? Like you have in many places, you sponsor a brick, or you sponsor a plaque, or whatever it may be, or a balata, a tile. Okay? So each and every Jew, in accordance with his neshama, has a certain brick that he's supposed to build in the Beit HaMikdash. And if he sees that there's something in Torah that he doesn't understand, that brick is not built yet. And therefore, we need tefillah. We need to pray for the Geula. Hine yashuv el Hashem al avonotav. So do tshuva. Why is it not built yet? Migodel cheto. Do tshuva at that time. Hashem, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. And you should think of something specific. And he does tshuva. And he prays v'itmarmer al galut. And he's embittered over the galut. He's saddened over the galut. V'itpalel al ha-geula, and he prays for the geula. Says the Agra de Pirka. It's unbelievable. He has big shoulders. V'titchazek da'ato v'yir'e pela'ot ma shelo yada. His mind will become strengthened, and he's going to see wonders that he didn't know before. Ooh, was it worth it to come tonight?
Does that apply to anything?
Anything of Torah, you mean, right? Anything of Torah. We're talking when a person is learning Torah. So if a person is not able to understand something in his learning, remember why the learning? Because it's the bechina. Bechina means the aspect of. That's a word you're going to hear many times. So bechina, the aspect of da'at, of knowledge, of Torah, which comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Shapir Ka'amat. The Tikkun Zohar said, just like the Shechina is in Galut, Moshe Rabbeinu, his Ruach, is in Galut. So that piece of knowledge, as far as you are concerned, is in Galut right now. Because as far as your Beit HaMikdash, your part of the Beit HaMikdash is not complete yet. So therefore, pray, get busy doing tshuva, feeling sad over it, and praying for the Geula. That will help, says the Agra de Pirka. And you'll look it over again, and you know how it happens sometimes, like happens so many times. You don't understand something, you're working on it for hours and hours, the next day you come to yeshiva, And, you know, you're supposed to say it over, and all of a sudden, oh, I get it. It's clear. You know how many times that happens? So many times. But that has a lot to do with Zchut HaRabim. You know, when you learn with Rabim, so the Kedusha helps. All of a sudden, that which was hard, it could be that last night you were tired, and now you're not tired, so now you understand it. That could also be. But it happens many times that a person does not understand something, and all of a sudden, the token falls in, comes in, it clicks. Maybe you did a certain mitzvah that day that helped sandpaper a little bit, smoothen out that brick. And so that piece of dot clicked in. You never know. Al ken ותתחזק דעתו ויראה פלאות מה שלא ידע. והוא לדעתי סוד הפסוק. And I think he says, that's the secret behind the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. Ki pale mimecha davar. In Parashat Shoftim it says, ki pale mimecha davar. Ben din ledin, benega lanega, divrei rivot bisharecha. When there's something in Torah that you don't know, yipale means it's a pele, it's a wonder. In good Hebrew, pele, which means a wonder, it means more than that. It means mechuse, right? Like it says in Parashat Vaikavered. Thank you. Like it says in Parashat Vayera, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, why is Sarah laughing? So, Hayipale me'Hashem davar? So look in Rashi, look in the Unkelus. Lashon Kisui, is something covered from Hashem? Is anything covered from Hashem? Everything is revealed to him. He's telling you you're going to have a child, right? Hayipale. So the word Pele, why is a Pele called, why is a wonder called Pele? Because it's beyond my ability to fathom it, as if it's covered from my mind. So Pele means covered. Ki pale mimecha davar, when something is covered from you, when its understanding is covered from you, it says in the pasuk there, vekamta ve'alita el hamakom, which literally means get up. Why the Torah has to say get up? Obviously, if ve'alita, I have to get up. What's vekamta? So he gives the remez here, beshiur koma shelcha, your neshama has to have an aliyah. You know, we always say neshama shehav aliyah. We want our neshama to have aliyah in this world too, right? It should be mit'aleh. We should be able to understand more and more Torah. Vekamta, uplift yourself. Ve'alita el hamakom, and go to the Beit HaMikdash, over there, the Sanhedrin, and you ask them. That's the simple pshat. But you see the correlation, el hamakom, between the Beit HaMikdash and not understanding something in learning. In fact, in the footnote, he brings in regards to this something beautiful from the Sefer Zera HaKodesh. Zera HaKodesh is Rav Naftali Miropshitz. Bechol yom kesheadam oved oto itbarach. Listen to this, Rabotai. In the footnote, Yud Gimel. Bechol yom kesheadam oved oto itbarach. Every day when we serve Hashem, hakol lefi ma'asav bone et Yerushalayim u'bet ha'mikdash. The deeds that we do, the mitzvot that we do, we are building. We're builders. We're building the Beit HaMikdash with our deeds. You put on tefillin, you wake up tomorrow morning, you put on tefillin, you wake up tomorrow morning, you put on the tzitzit. Tonight before you go to sleep, you say the bracha of Hamapil, you say Kriyat Shema before you go to sleep. You might not notice, but you know what you're doing? You're building the Beit HaMikdash. You just put another adhesive, give it a little bit more koach to that part that you're supposed to build. Yesh bone beyom echad shura shlema. There are those that in one day are able to build a whole row of bricks, whatever that means, a whole row. Ve'yesh meniach lemashal levena achat. And there are those that just placed one brick that day, also an accomplishment. Ken bone ha'adam Yisrael she'oved Hashem bechol yom. The Jew serves Hashem every day, is building until the Beit HaMikdash is built to completion. Look how long it takes to build a Beit Knesset. It's not easy. Every little, you know, knetch, every little part. Yeah, another meeting. Right? Every little movement. Oh, should it be 6 inches, should it be 5 inches, right? Should it be a square chair? Should it be round? Every little thing, it's a mashal. Rabotai, it's all a mashal. Life is a mashal. The nimshal is every little prat of avodah that we do is building. We're accomplishing, Rabotai. Can you imagine if we're aware of this all the time? And I heard, the Zera Kodesh says, I heard from the Noam Elimelech, שכשעשה עליית נשמה, you understand, these tzadikim, their neshama visited the upper worlds from time to time, even when they were still alive. They did aliyat neshama. You know that, right? Many stories about Baal Shem Tov and all the greats, and Noam Elimelech, all the great tzadikim. They took trips. They traveled. They traveled, and they did. So one time, the Noam Elimelech did this aliyat neshama. Ra'a shenos'im et klei bet hamikdash. What did he see? He saw a vision that they were carrying the kelim, the vessels, you know, the menorah, the mizbeach, the vessels. The kelim of the Bet HaMikdash were being carried. That's what he saw when he made Aliyat Neshama. Ve'amru lo, and they told him, I guess he asked, they told him, Shehem otam kelim she'otzihu me'agalut. You know what these vessels are? You took them out of Galut. You took them out of the Vatican with what you did. You took them out of Galut. Wow. Upam echad amar, and one time the Noam Elimelech said, "Shenafla bet tum'a echad betzura gedola meot." He saw in this vision that a bet tum'a, like a church, yeah, a very high and fortified church, fell down. ובכל יום עולים אלפי אלפים בעלי מלאכות בנאים לבנות החומה. And the problem is, I see every day there are builders that are trying to build it back up. אבל יש לי שומר טוב. The Noam Elimelech says, but I have a good guardian. I have a good שומר. שכשהרב מורנו רב יעקב יצחק מלנצ'וט, a big tzaddik, מתפלל תפילת 18 מתפילת מנחה, when he prays mincha, mincha of tetvav kislev, no mincha of Yom Kippur, mincha, mapil kol ma shebonim. He's able to miskenim all that they built that day in the beta. It falls again with the little mincha le that this tzaddik prays. Ve'evanti dvarav kedoshim, and so says the Zera Kodesh. I understood from the holy words of the Noam Elimelech, she'al yedet tfilato. That with his tefillot, he's building the walls of Yerushalayim and the Bet HaMikdash. And in accordance, in proportion to how he builds the walls of Yerushalayim, that creates a destruction on the side of Tum'ah. Ki kshezeh kam zeh nofel. That's a famous rule. We learned it in Parashat Toldot just 2 weeks ago, right? Kshezeh kam zeh nofel. When Esav and Yaakov, they're never on the same level. When Esav is supreme, Yaakov is below. When the day will come that Yaakov is supreme, Esav is below. There's no, you know, middle ground. And so when he was mitpalel mincha, he was boneh his Bet HaMikdash, mimela the Bet Avodah Zarah, everything they succeeded in building that day fell to the ground. Ken yei ratzon. So that's the teaching that we learned today, Rabotai. The Da'at of Am Yisrael is Bechinat Moshe Rabbeinu. In Galut, the Da'at is in Galut. The Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu is in Galut. And so therefore, the Bakasha, the yearning for the Geula, is very much connected to our learning. Very much connected to our learning. We also learned every little bit that we are able to succeed to learn, every little bit of Avodat Hashem that we are privileged to do, is another building block in the Bet HaMikdash that's shayach to our neshama. We all have a share in the building of the Bet HaMikdash. That's why when we pray Amidah, what do we say in the first bracha? We say, Koneh HaKol V'Zocher Chasdei Avot U'Mevi Goel Yivneh V'Nehem. Leman Shemo Be'ava. Umevi. If you know good Hebrew, so you know mevi is present tense. It should say ve'yavi goel ivnei v'nehem. He's going. He's the one who will bring the goel. Umevi. He's bringing the goel. Hashem is bringing the geula. It's all in the. We are in the midst of the process. And who are the builders? And who are those who are making sure to it that the process continues and progresses? That's Am Yisrael. Each and every one of us. That's our achayut, our responsibility. So therefore, let's put this to test, Rabotai. When we learn, first of all, we should make sure to try to understand on our own. Can don't sit there. Yeah, first, second, okay. Want to give shnayim uchazim betalit. זה אומר אני מצטיה, וזה אומר אני מצטיה. זה אומר קולה שלי, וזה אומר קולה שלי. It starts. Don't waste this segula that you learned tonight right away. First, there's something called try your brain. Try to understand it. Try to work on it. A person really, really tries, and something he doesn't understand. By the way, look in Tosfot. Maybe you just thought of the question of Tosfot. You never know. You never know. You'd be surprised how many times a person who's learning, he thinks that he's nothing, so it doesn't even occur to him that he should look in the Mefashim. Look in the Mefashim many times, you'll see that this Mefash asked you a question. See that? That's also a Geula. That's also a Geula. Every time a Chidush of Torah is Mitchadesh, is another echo of Geula in the world. So Hashem Yizakenu, that we should be matzliach, that we should succeed in learning Torah, in understanding the Torah, and thereby bringing about the Geulah Shlema, b'mera b'yamenu, amen v'amen.